Jim Quist farms 700 acres next to one of the most secure water sources in Fresno County.
Might be Providence. Whatever brought my grandfather here in 1933.
That water source is treated sewage. Quist Farm is just across the road from the city of Fresno's wastewater treatment plant. It's been giving him water for 50 years.
There's been times that we didn't like being here just because of the smell. But those things have gotten better, fortunately.
Quist says the water quality has become more employee-friendly over the years, too. Public health codes prevent him from using it on food crops, but Quist says it's a big help for his alfalfa fields. The drought has forced cutbacks on his surface water allotment, and the groundwater level is sinking. This reclaimed wastewater is free and always available.
It can make a huge difference. Having access to this water compared to pumping it out of the ground, it's a big help.
60 million gallons of wastewater are pulled from sewer pipes and into the Fresno Municipal Wastewater Treatment Plant every day.
These are some of the largest pumps that you will ever see.
Chief of Operations Rick Staggs gives a tour of the plant. The first line of treatment is filtering out the garbage that comes through sewer lines from restaurants, households, and industries.
2x4s, plastics, rags.
The water is then piped into big pools.
What that does is that allows those things that are going to float to the top and those things that are going to settle to the bottom.
Then there's a biological process that further breaks down organic compounds and contaminants.
These are the aeration basins. Basically what we're doing is we're growing microorganisms that treat the waste.
The fluid getting the final treatment looks like river water flowing through a flat fountain bed.
We're basically taking what nature does and we're doing it at a much higher and faster level.
Conrad Braganza is also with Fresno Wastewater Management. He says recycling water allows potable water to be saved for drinking and lower quality water to be used for irrigation.
There's no new water being added in the planet. So it really comes down to how effectively we manage our current resources.
But right now, the wastewater Fresno treats has very limited application. It's only used by farmers for non-food crops and to fill ponds to recharge underground aquifers. The plant managers plan to treat to a higher level and disinfect the water so it can be used to irrigate schoolyards, golf courses, and cemeteries. Farmers would be able to water food crops with it too. Braganza again.
Once we treat to this higher level, it increases, one, the number of uses for the water. It cuts down the city's dependence on clean water for non-potable uses. And it basically makes us a sustainable city because we're not depleting our groundwater aquifer as much.
California state water managers call it a new water resource. They say they're in the process of loaning out hundreds of millions of dollars to water agencies like Fresno. Lester Snow of the California Water Foundation wants more investment in recycled water. He says it's reliable, unlike the climate.
We're getting more of our winter precipitation as rain instead of snowpack, so that kind of changes water supply availability. But also we're seeing a much greater variability in the amount that we get.
But Snow says recycled water is only one part of securing California's water future.
We can do more through conservation, wastewater recycling, stormwater capture, managing our groundwater better. So there's a lot of pieces, but it's a significant piece of the solution.
The Fresno plant has applied for a state loan to expand recycled water production. California wants all funded projects to be up and running within 3 years. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.